Yes, sir.
That it was all about in the first place about excuse the expression, a dick.
Oh yes, sir.
That's what you know. See, that's a man. That's what the ears is about. See, in order to deal with the ears and to control the ears, you have to have a body that the ears are attracted to.
Yes, sir.
And so therefore, like I told you, that's part of power too.
Oh yes, sir.
Big things in your particular way, just like when they brought the basket of food and set the basket of food in front of a store over there in Oakland when I was moving. That was the worst of the ears.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
What's your thoughts about the so-called down and found the basket of food?
Yes, sir. I think I do recall them speaking about it, sir, but I wasn't.
And nothing eating and everything, and they were pushing the basket down and then different things, and then all of a sudden it was the basket of food was there at the, where they was at, and they needed it.
Yes, sir.
That's what she was saying when they was over there in Oakland.
Okay, yes, sir.
Here's the things, do things like that for you, you know, in order so that as long as they can be able to express the things, the degrees of things that they want to do out of that particular body.
Yes, sir.
So if you try to cut the ears off, then it would drive the system particularly kind of crazy because those ears is after a certain type of thing. That's why when you go to a place where the ears is, usually that place is infected with roaches and all kind of filth.
Yes, sir.
Those stack up in the corner, man. You understand what I'm saying? Like
yes.
It is where they at right now.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So it's not to say that what she's doing as long as they utilize it or know what. Just like she said, well, the brother knows that that person is there, but that don't make it okay because Allah God and the President of Master Wadi Allah Muhammad is nothing of Allah Allah Muhammad. That's the yin to get to the yang. It's all right to be like that if you was instructed to do that.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
See, if you were instructed, but it had to be that way for the yin to get to the yang, so you understand, so she can express that because before long, the individual that she's with is going to light her up like a lightning bug.
Oh, yes, sir.
Do you understand? Because that's the particular process. So for dick, you know, for dick, licks, pussy, and fingertips and bubblegum, you understand what I'm saying? And what she do for fun in order to get to the reality of things. What she's doing there is the yin. So you're supposed to be able to read between the lines because the deeds and actions is what Allah God and the President of the Master of the Muhammad and especially the Most Honorable Prophet Muhammad is trying to make known to you.
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, and sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Also, I wanted to let you know Mother Superior.
Yes, ma'am.
Had, she called and she said that she has been laid off from her job for a month. And so she's supposed to be coming, I think, tomorrow night. Or since she's supposed to be coming and since she was going to spend some time with us. I'm not quite sure of everything that was said because I had came in from the dentist and she had spoke with that so-called Donna, but when she called back, that's what she told me. But then your attorney had called, so I got off the phone.
Yes, sir. What's your attorney calling, sir?
I had called it because when I came in, that's the so-called Donna had let me know that the messenger had said something that you wanted me to find out about the people taking the pictures. So
yes,
I had called and left a message for him to call me.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And then he had told me that he had just left from visiting you.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Well, it's really nothing hardly for us to even say. But there's one thing that he wanted you to do. He wanted that package on the history of Jesus.
The history of Jesus?
You know the book on the true history of Jesus?
And the so-called Jabari has it.
But he wanted your book. Well, you're supposed to have more than one book like that. You're supposed to order another one.
Okay, yes, sir.
And the Mother Superior, for matter he wanted to. I told him that you was going to let him read the history of Jesus. Okay, I sent him out that package today.
No, yes, sir. I know. He told me. And tomorrow morning, be at the will of Allah, God, the person, Master Wallace, before Muhammad, his Master, Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. After we speak with you in the morning, myself and that so-called Donna, we're going to go to Richmond for her to get her funds.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. So I was going to stop by his office and get the package.
Yeah, but the package is not for everybody to read, and you got to go through all those letters because I got some of the letters mixed up and some letters that you haven't read, all of you haven't read that you need to read.
Yes,
I got the book on the, I put the book on the FBI questions, the FBI files of Malcolm X and stuff.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir. That's what myself and that's the so-called Donna, what we're doing is, you know, we got two of the file cabinets, but we were thinking, as we were going over in our mind's eye and all the things that we have, we were thinking of going and getting another one also.
Well, what you're supposed to do is, you got one with two files, how many files in it?
Okay, mine, I have one upstairs that has three things in it, and then she has one downstairs that has four in it, and then they have the ones that have two in it, and they have, that's all they come, two, three, and four.
Okay, yeah, but and they got locks on them, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so yeah, when did y'all purchase him?
We got those a couple of weeks ago, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
But what we've been doing is, like, she's going through a lot of the things that she has down there in her room, you know, as far as...
Well, what you got to do is this here. You got to go to another place where they got these legal papers and legal files, or they got these things that go into the cabinets. You know, they got these little folders?
Yeah, the hanging file things.
Well, some of them are hanging files. Do yours have the hanging file thing, did
we
it?
We went and bought them. We bought the things to go in there as a rack that you could put inside of there, and then you
But see, they got the other kind, like what's in a regular secretarial office, which are called files.
That's what I'm talking about. That's
they're
what
folders, not the kind that hang, but they're folders.
Yes, sir, that's what I'm saying. It's the thing, they have a little rack that they hang on, and the folders go in between there. It has little holders for it.
Yeah, but it used to, in the old original cabinets that we've seen,
yes,
these files, these papers just sit in there on the bottom of the file cabinet.
Oh, you mean the
but
thing
there's
that
folders,
the
folders, but never looking folders that fold together, and all your writing is inside of those folders.
Oh, yes, sir, that's what I'm saying. We have the folders, all the manila folders.
Yeah.
But, well, I can't really explain it.
I know about
yes,
the
sir.
Other kind of things that they got in the new ones. They got a little thing that looks like a sling, and they call them file holders.
Yes, sir.
And they slide on a little rail. They got to look like clothes hangers.
Yes, sir.
I know about that.
Yes, sir.
Well, whatever, as long as you can get all your things, you can put all your private and personal things in there.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
You can even put your cameras and stuff in there when you're not in use or whatever.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So that's but all the knowledge that you have, you're supposed to get it and put it into that particular thing so it doesn't be laying around.
Oh, yes, sir.
And then you can buy, each one of you can buy yourself so that you learn your posture control. You can buy yourself these secretarial desk chairs, you know, those chairs that roll around with those funny looking backs that they have, like when you're a telephone operator style
thing.
Yes,
sir.
Each one of you get yourself one of them.
Yes, sir.
So that your posture learned to be proper.
Yes, sir.
Because I guess that was probably like something that Mother Superior was sitting in when she took that first picture that time.
Oh, when it looked like she wasn't sitting on nothing.
It looked like she wasn't sitting on nothing, but she had one with just the chair, just the seat part and the back part probably. But they got the ones that got the handles that sit on. They got the little seat that sits up like that, that run up and down. You know, the office desks that run up, desk seats that run up and down.
Oh, yes, sir.
Handles on.
Yes, sir.
So you can get one of them. They're pretty cheap. I see some of the pictures in the paper.
Yes, sir. Okay. All right. And also, I wanted to let you know I made the deposit today for, you know, that deposit that we usually would make. And then I paid. Everything is paid except for the ticket that I told you that I got.
Yes, sir.
I don't know how much it's going to be yet. And they.
So what deposit did you talking about that you made?
For the rent.
Okay. You put that much in?
Yes, sir.
You put it back into the thing?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, I'll pay it to the lock out and the payment method. So how much did you have left after that?
Okay, then I had $1,100.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then out of that, still, you know, we've bought little things, just a few little things, and I told Allah God in the person, Master Wallace D. Farr Muhammad, his master, most honorable Elijah Muhammad, had me to tell Esther so-called Monique for her to take charge of saying, like, for instance, the things that, you know, sisters may need, you know, as far as personal hygiene, the things that each sister may need, and make their list and have all that together.
Yeah.
We know what we have to, you know.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. She's supposed to make a list, but they're not the ones that are supposed to purchase it. They are the ones that are supposed to purchase it.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, I'll put the dude on. I got in the present master, Mother Steve. I'm going to set up for the message of the Madonna Blood. This is what you're learning, the establishment of how to run a decoding the conduct of how to run a family house.
Yes, sir. And then also, I wanted to bring up to you the fact that so-called Calvin doesn't have a suit. We need to get him a suit.
I understand that.
Okay, yes, sir. And also, another thing, it's really minor. It's not a lot of God in the person, Master Wallace D. Farr Muhammad, this messenger, most honorable Elijah Muhammad, has me at a point where I keep trying to just not pay any attention, but it's like for the other sisters, then it's like they're probably wondering, well, if she could do this, I could do this, and it's pertaining to us, the so-called Erica. Somehow or another, we know that the sister has some kind of funds. We don't know what it is. It may be a dollar or whatever. I'm not a knower of that, but I know that she has had something, right? And then it's like, well, how can she have some money in her pocket and go and buy things, and the other sisters can't do that, you know?
Well, one of the reasons that they can do that, because you got to remember, she is calling us up putting security on top of it. She has the lessest degree of knowledge.
Yes, sir.
She is doing exactly what they did a long time ago, too.
Oh, yes, sir. That's exactly what, you know, what came to my mind. It was just, you know, one day when it first came to my attention that it had happened, I think when her so-called mother had met her at the mosque or something.
Yeah.
And she had brought some bicycles or something for her so-called children and whatever. But anyway, the next day it was like I didn't really have any money in my pocket, no cash money, and neither did ask the so-called Donna. And it was a thing about they needed some gas for the other van.
Yeah.
And so then I just like I approached Master Wazir before Muhammad's Messenger, Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, had me to ask the sister, so-called Erica, do you have a few dollars to put some gas in the van? And she said, oh, yes, ma'am. You know, so I have no problem with it. I'm just, you know.
Okay, well, Allah God and the person that asked the Muhammad, especially the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, caused that to happen, and especially for that particular moment.
Yes, sir.
Look what a revolting development you would have been in if you wouldn't have had that, if she wouldn't have had that.
Oh, yes, sir.
So therefore, we don't necessarily know that.
That's
and you
right.
got to remember that there's got to be a yin and a yang.
Oh, yes,
this is understandable
sir.
In the first place.
That's right, yes, sir.
This is one reason that you told them to go down to the temple. Is that true?
That's true, yes,
and
sir.
And the other ones that have become, I'm not classifying her as becoming a completely knower yet. She's just like a little infant. She's just a little child.
That's right, yes, sir. And that's why, you know, and another thing is like I'm trying. I know that sometimes I know a lot of God in the person that's once before Muhammad's Messenger, Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad still has me raising to a point because sometimes you know that temper, that Negro thing that I may have or whatever, you know, certain buttons be pushed and I haven't actually mastered.
Well, a lot of God in the person that's once before Muhammad's Messenger, Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad keeps that coming up so that you'll never lose sight of reality.
Yes, sir.
So that you will know that that's still there. Okay. So that you can still identify with that being in the other people.
Yes,
so
sir.
That you will know how to adjust to the other people.
Oh,
so
yes.
you will know how to talk with those other people.
Yes, sir.
So it's got to be there. Don't think that it's going to be able to go away because that's because we're in an aboriginal body.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
But have to be there. You just have to learn to, you have to allow God, the person that's one of these people, the person that's one of these is going to teach you how to utilize that.
Thank
how
you,
to
sir.
Become a great actor, when to bring that particular thing up and when not to bring that particular thing up. Then you got to always keep this out in the front of you in the first place. Allow God, the person that's one of these people, and it's not the most honorable moment. I want you to keep this out in the face. You got to remember this here. At the rate that you were going out there, at the rate that you would, he had us had the sisters and brothers traveling out there in the streets, in the dead state, in the resurrecting state, you know as a fact, they would never be able to really say that they were ever going to be able to live in a nice home.
Oh, yes, sir.
They weren't going to be able to say that they were really going to be able to have a nice vehicle.
Oh, yes, sir. And all praises due to Allah God and the person of Master Wallace D. Ford, Muhammad's Messenger, Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, for coming to me with the remote control unit, the Master J-Man, sir. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. So, therefore, you see, with this way here, this is the proper way. This is the way that you can have those things, but you got to have it in unity.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
this
sir.
Is the way now you learn to have the type of hygiene or the type of bathroom that you can go to without roaches. You can pick up stuff without roaches starting to run all over the place.
Oh, yes, sir. Today, when I was in the kitchen, I was making a sandwich because the pills that they have me to take, I have to eat something to take it.
Yes, ma'am.
So when I was I had the piece of toast and the bread dropped on the floor, and I reached down there and I'm eating it too. And me and that so-called Donna started laughing, and that so-called Chantel was looking at us like, And so so-called Donna said, "Yeah, we used to dive for it and pick up whole sandwich, you know, beat the roaches and the rats to it before they get there."
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
Don't have to do that now.
Yes, sir.
In the environment that you're in now, you can almost eat from the floor and don't expect to get no sickness from it.
That's right, yes,
sir. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And that in itself is worth this waiting go.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to check and see if the sister meet, or should we carry places or something, okay?
Okay, whatever, yes, ma'am.
Okay, yes, just 1 second, sir.
You can turn on the intercom.
Okay, yes, sir. Oh, you up here? Sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Never mind, she's up here. She's coming in.
Yeah, well, you guys always remember, what do you think the intercom is for?
That's true, yes, sir.
You see, anytime something is like that, and I've gotten the person that's one of the people I remember, especially the most honorable I remember, cause this thing to happen, and if you look at it and listen and remember, he's got to bring it to your remembrance so that you'll know that those things are there. Just like when I tell you, you got to train yourself, and I've gotten the person that's one of the people I remember, especially the most honorable I remember, is here to train you, and when you help work with yourself by training yourself, just like when he tells you, you take those walkie-talkies, you keep those walkie-talkies, those CV things, you keep them cleaned out and keep them fresh, and you keep them out of the hands of children because they're not to play with. And when someone leaves, someone is supposed to take one of them with them when they go somewhere. And when you see or aware that they're pulling up again, you're supposed to turn them things on so that y'all can talk somebody all the way with them from the car to the house.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Anytime that someone is leaving, you're supposed to make it be a habit. Here, take this one and you sit one on the thing. Then they got the, like I told you, you should have got the ones that got the kind that you could plug in and they work from out so that you're using the juice off that instead of the battery. But whatever it is, when they pull back up, you're supposed to turn these things on again.
Yes, sir.
So that you can talk with them from the vehicle into the house.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So you have to learn to develop them type of techniques.
Yes, and
different
sir.
Things. So when you were down there and she was down there in the kitchen, you're supposed to say, well, we got the, if it wasn't one of these intercom things there, you're supposed to unplug one and carry it with you to the kitchen, plug it into the kitchen and push the intercom to hear, even if it would have been in kind of a speaking kind of way.
Okay, yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So you have to learn to develop those particular things,
yes,
okay?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'll praise the truth of God, the presence 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 of God. So now you're understanding about the home that Allah God and the presence of God, the presence of God, the presence of God blesses us with.
Yes.
Like I was telling you in the first place, it's a lot of times if you stop and you think about it, and you think about the past that you were traveling, that Allah God and the presence of God, the presence of God, the presence of God, as you're traveling down before the great awakening, you know for yourself it would be just like the rest of them pipe smokers or dope users or whatever they is out there in that world. They would never be able to be rescued from that unless it was Islam. They would never be able to know what it's like to really live in a real home. They would never know what it's like to really step into a clean, hygienic restroom. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Or be able to walk into it. And it's written in the Bible that we must have those kind of things.
Yes, sir.
Is it true?
That's true, yes, sir.
So when whatever way that Allah God and the person that's about to give our mother has this described for that, when he blesses you with these things, what in the world would you look like trying to unbless yourself with it?
That's true, yes, sir.
Understand? So you be thankful to Allah God, the presence of Master Mother, Jesus, our mother, the blessed Mother, the Mother, for taking you from that thing. And just think about this, just as the Mother took our daughter, don't have to worry about me stacking some papers over on the other side of the bed where the little mice come up there and look at it and smile.
Yes, sir.
Since that's took our daughter?
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
You don't know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
What am I talking about?
Excuse me, sir. I was stretching my back and I was...
Well,